AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House voted to expel New York Republican George Santos following a critical ethics report on his conduct that included converting campaign donations for his own use. Santos is the sixth member of Congress to be expelled. On the House floor yesterday, George Santos seemed resigned to his fate.
I'm at peace. I have accepted that whether I get expelled or I don't, I have accepted that I cannot control that faith, Mr. Speaker.
After the vote, Santos placed his overcoat over his shoulders, shook hands with conservative members who voted against the expulsion, and then left the House chamber. There are reports of Palestinian deaths after the truce ended and fighting resumed between Israel and Hamas.
Black smoke billows from the besieged territory as Israel drops leaflets over parts of southern Gaza, urging people to leave their homes, signaling it was preparing to widen its offensive. Renewed hostilities have heightened concerns for the about 140 hostages who remain in Gaza after 100 were freed as part of the truce. The developments come a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli officials and urged them to do more to protect Palestinian civilians as it seeks to destroy Hamas. Meanwhile, negotiators continue talks to restart the truce, according to mediator Gatter. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Supreme Court says retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has died of complications related to advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. She was 93. O'Connor was the first woman Supreme Court justice. Lawsuits against Donald Trump over the Capitol riot can move forward. A federal appeals court rejected the former president's bid to dismiss the cases, accusing him of inciting the violent mob. They rejected Trump's sweeping claims that presidential immunity shields him from liability. This is AP News. A new UN report says severity of drought is intensifying.
No country, even if it is a developed or if it is a developing country, is immune.
Andrea Mezzamarillo with the UN Convention to Combat Desertification says many regions of the world are currently facing the consequences of drought and poor land management.
Millions of people are facing more frequent and moderated severe effects of drought.
Their new global drought snapshot points to an emergency on a planetary scale where the impacts of human-induced droughts are only starting to unfold. In Barcelona, Spain, a record-breaking drought has led to a regional state of emergency. Solutions in the UN report include adopting sustainable practices like switching to micro-irrigation systems. The report's data on global warming suggests an average increase of just 3 degrees Celsius would expose an additional 170 million people to the economic impacts and deprivations of extreme drought. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.